EQ something hammer.
That's earthquake hammer?
Earthquake hammer. That's what Al.
What's the word?
Alpha?
Earthquake hammer. Fire whip.
But what's that?
Quake.
Oh, it just says EQ. Like.
Oh, siege hammer? Earthquake siege hammer. D12. Death ball lava hand. Ghost walk. Silver tongue grift. Shoulder spikes. Glow when enemies are near.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your lava armor. And you still have some orky num-nums.
Mm-hmm. But okay. I saved.
And let's get a refresher on you. What do you got going over there?
I've got a wood sword. Ooh, that's going to do me good. Boot daggers. A harpoon staff. I can still waterbend. I have a flying potion. And I can use it one per rest. Transfiguration, one per rest. I have a life water necklace. Lava resistant leather boots. I have a little thing of water.
I rolled a 15.
I have a fire puff talisman.
Fire puff?
Oh, proof.
Fireproof.
Fireproof talisman.
Oh yeah, because didn't you go someplace that you
I
needed?
I need to lava tin.
And it's all lava. And I could go in it no matter what.
Okay. So.
An investigation bracelet.
So, it's been long enough that I don't really remember what's going on. This is what I think is going on. And help me fill in the blanks.
Okay.
I believe that you guys escaped the cage that Bolin was in. You guys fled with Owlin.
With your drinking potion. Remember that, Hexie?
Oh, that made everybody fall asleep?
Yeah. You ordered a round of drinks and everyone passed out. That was good.
So then you guys made it to the Resistance Underground. And you met Owlin's brother, whom I don't remember what his name was. I'm sure it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically said, look, we really need your help. We've been waiting for someone who's big and tough looking to infiltrate the gladiator games.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and I'm big.
Because you're big and tough. But is Bolin? Where is
I got entered too for some reason.
She got entered too. Okay, so we'll just say, regardless of what nonsense we might have uttered in the last game, for all intents and purposes, the two of you are in these gladiator games. And okay, so.
And our mission is to.
Yes, your mission is to win and not die so that you guys can go before the High Orc Commander, or the Orc High Commander.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been given a.
Bunny potion.
A potion with a little bunny on the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're able to get this, I think you have like a dart or something, like a poison dart. You can go and hit the Orc High Commander. And it'll turn him into a bunny. So that's the mission.
Okay.
So I have on my sheet that there was someone named Munther. And there was a Hardy guy and a Visor guy.
Hmm.
But I don't know who they were.
I know that there are three other contestants.
Oh, are those the other?
Who were in the rink with us.
Oh, so you guys have already done, like, battle?
I guess so, but I don't remember what happened. Maybe mm-hmm. we just.
Okay, so whatever we said in the last story
what
arc.
Just start.
I'm going to say that whatever was going on in the last story arc, that was like the first of several battles you guys have had to be through. So at this point, you have been through at least one gladiator arena battle.
Oh, I could blind all the gladiators.
Blind them all?
See? Because of the spike thing.
I think the spikes glow green when enemies are near. That's what we said. Okay, so do you remember that the three reigning gladiators are Thundra,
ooh.
Who is a spiked gorilla beast.
Ooh.
He's 8 feet tall with a cloud shield and a lightning spear. He's called Thundra. He's got a cloud shield, lightning spear. And so I think that is the first match that you guys are in.
Okay.
And so you are in this match with Thundra. Let me just do some little okay.
You know what I found out, you guys?
What?
Pop Pop played Dungeons and Dragons.
Of course he did.
When he was in high school.
Okay, guys, so you are in the rink, and as luck would have it, I don't know who these guys were, but I'm going to get rid of them. Sorry if there's any lack of continuity between stories, dear listeners. That's what happens. Okay, so you guys are in this match, and you have... there's actually another person with Thundra. He's not the big boss, but he is a sort of like a lizard lion.
Ooh.
He's like Thundra's pet.
Okay.
So, in order to defeat Thundra, you also have to defeat the lion.
Am I Lava's pet?
I think Lava's your pet.
Hey, don't do that.
That feels good, doesn't it?
Oops, I did that. Oh,
really
scratchy. Okay, and also on your side?
I can also jump really high, even on
the
side.
So,
yeah,
so
there's some other gladiators fighting with you.
Oh, cool.
And come up with a good name for someone who's a warrior.
Deathwings.
Deathwings?
It's like in Minecraft, but Deathwings.
How about Death Ranger?
Ooh.
And... How about Killer Moth?
Killer Moth?
Mm-hmm. I named it after Batman because remember that guy who was super cool and he could fly and he had his pistol?
And Death Ranger, what kind of weapon does he have?
2,000 spike spiel.
What about like a range something?
Bikes. Range?
Like a
gun?
I guess there's no guns in here.
He had a gun. Okay, so you guys are standing in a large stone archway beyond which you see a gate. And beyond that gate you see light. It's pretty dark in this tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear thousands of screaming, hooting, hollering orcs.
Mm.
And all kinds of
and
nasty
I look
people.
Like an orc.
This,
look like
that's what you look
up.
Like.
Mm-hmm. You look like you.
And so you're there, and you're with Death Ranger, and there's one other guy. His name is Dweeboid.
Dweeboid. And like this kind of trumpet comes out.
If I transfigure myself right now, do I have the strength and power of the person I transfigure
into? No, I think
into?
You maintain the strength that you have.
Okay.
No, how
Hux,
about...
think
how
of a name for someone who's really wimpy.
Tiny Bensy.
Tiny Bensy.
And a horn comes out of his nose.
Okay, has a horn nose.
Tiny Bensy.
Okay.
And a horn comes out.
This is not